back, everybody, to another day of trading on the floor of Dynasty Wall Street. Russ, John, Travis back again to use DynastyTradeCalculator.com and all of its calculating and ranking goodness to help you take advantage of those noobs in your league and just win, win, win. And speaking of winning in those super flex leagues, that usually starts at the quarterback position. So let's go right over to John, who is talking about a quarterback, and it's going to be a great quarterback. It is not going to be gross, right, John?
Russ, don't tell people to take advantage of the noobs. They should be taking advantage of their entire league. Come on.
You're not just noobs.
You should be taking advantage and making enemies across your league. I'm kidding. You actually shouldn't. All right. So here's the scenario for quarterback today, boys.
You already know it's not great. All right. Let's go.
It's definitely going to be shenanigans. It is actually going to be the top quarterbacks. But we're not going to do just a regular list because that gets kind of boring. What we're going to do is, hey, good job. You traded up last year to go get Josh Allen, go get Lamar Jackson, go get Mahomes. You cost yourself some inventory to get up there because, you know, you randomly got given a bad draft spot and you had to give up more to go get those players. Your team kind of went to crap. Now you're sitting there looking at this roster. You have Josh Allen in a super flex. That looks real good. That other quarterback that you have, like, was who's that Mac guy from New England? Used to be New England, or that Zach guy from the Jets? Like, that's who you were using last year for a little while, or the year before, you know, something like that. You were getting by. Now you're really in a bad spot. Like, you are that roster with Patrick Mahomes and nothing else.
Yikes.
So we're going to talk about what you do here.
Ooh, downgrading from studs. I love it.
Yes. I do have one scenario where we're going to go. I know I'm going to go the other way. I know for a fact Travis is going to go the other way, probably at all costs, but I'm curious. So most of these are going to be – these are all going to be the top quarterbacks. I want to know what you guys want to do with top quarterbacks. My feeling on many of them presenting it this way, of course, is I am trying to tier down. There is one time I'm trying to tier up. So, all right, let's start with Josh Allen. I pulled up a really specific trade. And like I said, it's going to be shenanigans. We're not going to do our normal just for a pick or just, you know, several picks and ranking against the other players. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, like, these are all good quarterbacks. You're not going to go wrong having them on your roster, but when like 75% of your roster value is in one player, I'm not kidding. Sometimes you see that and it's just sad. That's not going to ever win you. I love seeing Josh Allen and Mahomes on those rosters in my leagues because I'm like, wow, good. I don't have to worry about that player in this league. It's great. I like them sitting there, never moving. What you should do is trade them. All right, Josh Allen or CJ Stroud and the 109.
See, I know, like, we've had this talk a little while ago, and that second piece was always never enough for me to feel good about it.
It's not quite enough, but it's close, right? I think it's enough. It's enough for me, but
it's not enough for me, and that's purely, look, CJ Stroud, I've seen people have as their QB3 at this point, which, man, I can't do that yet. I get it. He had, what, one of the best rookie quarterback seasons, if not ever in recent history. But, like, I'm not ready to do that yet. He's absolutely a second-tier quarterback and probably a top of the second tier. But I can't do that yet. If that pick was, like, the 106, it would be a very different conversation. Because
We're going to get there.
I know.
But I want to hear what Travis has to say first, though.
But, like, okay. I'm not ready to do it with the 109 yet. Maybe if that was a player worth the 109 also, but, like, just as the pick itself, I can't do it.
I thought about doing that, too, with two players, but right now, let's face it, it's time to start talking about rookie picks. So
absolutely.
I will have player picks.
Spoiler alert, we will be.
So CJ Stroud in the 109 for Josh Allen?
Yep.
See, okay. You're evil for picking that specific pick.
I'm not evil. This is the calculator's value.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, I think
I am, but not for that reason.
Fair.
Josh Allen has been really freaking good for fantasy football purposes.
Yeah.
And his wide receiver situation, they're probably going to pick a wide receiver this year. And so he might have a new fun toy. Stephon Diggs was not great down the stretch. Allegedly, you know, they're not worried about that. But I think given that we're probably, regardless of what we're doing, we're probably buying like Josh Allen's peak value. I would probably prefer CJ Stroud and the 1.09 just barely, just straight up, just not thinking about what is quote unquote fair value necessarily right now for Allen and the premium that is, you know, buying the, you know, one of the most, if not the most expensive assets in all of Dynasty Fantasy Football. I would just give the slight edge to just because I'm incredibly, incredibly high on CJ Stroud long term. I think he is already in my mind in tier one among quarterback assets in Dynasty. So that probably frames why I would go in that direction, but I'm not confident. And I think you could get more.
All right, Russ, let's do it now. So the 109 didn't work for you. Does the 108 work for you? This is, well, let's face it, JJ McCarthy at this point is probably getting up there to push that top, that original tier of seven. There's probably a tier of eight at this point.
How much better does your team get
if you have CJ Stroud and Brock Bowers? If you have CJ Stroud and Roman Dunze? I
feel like if you trade away Josh Allen, you should feel like you changed your roster, and I don't think that does it.
If it is Brock Bowers, I think you did.
I mean, you don't know what you're going to get at the 108. Let's say the 107. I mean, because the 108 and 107, we're probably discussing like the same group of players.
The same two players, most likely. Three players, yeah.
Maybe J.J. McCarthy goes to the Vikings.
Yeah, just
and maybe
just,
you draft him. Yeah, maybe then wild. You turn Josh Allen into two quarterbacks, two very young quarterbacks.
That would be kind of crazy. And here's the thing, if listeners aren't just automatically familiar right now in March, you know, with these picks, it's going to be Caleb Williams and Drake May and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, four quarterbacks probably in the top eight or nine picks. And then you got Roma Dunze and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Brock Bowers as the clear probably top eight. And there's most likely going to be one other player, it happens every year, that gets thrust up into that top tier. And it's probably going to be
NFL,
like nine.
You're talking NFL picks, just to make sure. Or are you talking rookie draft picks?
I'm talking about like actual rookie picks. I'm not going in a specific order.
You think
J.J.
McCarthy's up to four?
No, he said in the top eight. He just listed
in the top eight. Together.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's definitely already up there because he's going to be even if he's not. Like yesterday, the buzz was that he could go second to the Commanders, which would be something. So if that happens, that'd be crazy. But
we're in
there's going to be at least eight and probably one other name, because if Xavier Worthy or Brian Thomas Jr. goes to somewhere fun inside the top 20 or 21 picks, like they're going to be in the top nine too. And so you get like this perceived roster changer plus Stroud for Allen, even at nine. But if you're inside top eight, you're like in tier one, like locked for tier kind of one of rookie draft picks.
See, here's my thing. Like, this is one of those situations where if I saw someone else do it, I wouldn't bat an eye at it. Like, okay, cool. I get it. I would be more likely to go down to Trevor Lawrence and make sure that second piece is much stronger than that. But again, I get it. Like, if you don't want to downgrade that far, and it hurt my soul a little bit to just say that Trevor Lawrence is that far. But like, if you only want to drop back two spots, like in a quarterback situation to get CJ Stroud, I think getting what is considered a top tier rookie pick is more than enough to do the move.
Trevor Lawrence is getting you the 104 in the calculator right now.
Yeah, I do that.
So you'd rather Trevor Lawrence in the 104 than CJ Stroud in the 109?
Yeah, I think so.
I have CJ Stroud so much further ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
That five pick jump is a lot.
You're still getting a really good player at it.
But what
that's okay. All right. That was a lot on Josh Allen. I have other ones. So let's pull out. And apparently I closed my Patrick Mahomes one. My apologies. So we're going to move on to Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson. Again, same scenario. Like you had Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields. You thought you were, you traded up for them both last year. Like you gave up some future. It didn't work out. You had some old wide receivers that were Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, guys that you don't really count on any as much anymore. Running backs are a wash year to year as it is. What do you do? Lamar Jackson or the 102 and the 106? This is where you are giving up for two picks.
102. So man. 102 and 106 for Lamar?
Yep.
I would sell that for Lamar pretty easily.
You would give the picks for Lamar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm going to – my thing is if I'm moving – like a Lamar Jackson, and I kind of have to get some kind of known, more known assets. Like I know that we want to project super high confidence in all these rookie picks, but you know, that's, you know, Jaden Daniels or something like that, and who might be Lamar Jackson, could be a vote, and you know, probably the third wide receiver off the board or something like that, which that could change your roster if both hit. Because Jaden Daniels, frankly, his profile, like if that's your target at like 1.02, he had like a 100th percentile pass profile last year by all the meaningful efficiency metrics, plus, you know, 1,200 plus rushing yards in like 13 games, which absolutely, or 12 to whatever it was. It's just an absolute absurd Heisman season. One of the best we've ever seen in the history of college football. He does have Lamar kind of mobility if he does stay healthy. But it's just what I know Lamar is now. I would probably move for him over those picks as well.
What if that's Marvin Harrison and JJ McCarthy?
That's honestly what my first thought was.
Yeah, I mean, because, Marvin Harrison.
Like, especially because you absolutely led us down that path by saying you have old wide receivers. Yeah. So I was picturing that you meant the 102 was going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. But honestly, like, in my head, that's what I was thinking. Marvin Harrison Jr. And what if you grabbed McCarthy at the 106? So that's honestly exactly where my brain went. And the answer to me is still very easily Lamar Jackson.
Wasn't easy for me. And this is one that there's a reason that they go in order. Because I am shifting from the easy, easy give up Josh Allen. This is a move that I think you can make and win. This is a move I think you can make and lose. So it's tough.
Like, but this, also the very important thing to point out in all of this is
this one's just hot.
You're in an active enough league where this isn't your last trade. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, you know, I like the value of that, but they're sounding down about making those picks happen and make those picks hit, but you don't make them hit. So if you think the 102 and the 106 is a good value for Lamar, you don't have to draft with those picks. You can then go and turn those into other things.
Like, yes, especially if you want Marvin Harrison. That's when you target those. If there's a team, this is probably a very league specific answer. And you've explained that, but like if you get the 102, you look for that 103 or 104 team that needs a quarterback that is maybe willing to jump up for that quarterback if you don't want that quarterback and you still want Marvin Harrison. This is also where if this offer is sent to me, I am the one that has Lamar. I am probably instantly saying I also want a bump in 2025 from a second to a first. Like, I want that bump. Give me that.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting this first offer. That I probably would accept. Like, if I sent that back, I'd be okay sending that back and be happy they accepted it. If I'm truly looking to really kind of redo my team because I whiffed the startup. All right. You bought into some hype. Your team wasn't good. You drafted Anthony Richardson last year. You ended up out of the playoffs. You got the 105 pick. Do you keep Anthony Richardson in the 105 or do you give that up for Jalen Hurts?
Man, Hurts' value is just straight in the toilet right now. That being said, I still go get Jalen Hurts with that.
Yeah. Same here.
This is especially the one I want to ask Travis. How high up would he go from
the five is an interesting spot. The five is interesting because depending on your league, you know, I don't know at the five like what I'm getting.
It could be Marvin Harrison.
It probably won't be because it's not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 in most leagues.
Like, hey man, we're getting to the point where we're so bored of talking about how Harrison is good that people are start saying they prefer other wide receivers over him.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to when you're on the clock, most people are going to go, I'm going to go with the center of the Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
that's just how it's going to go. So I don't see that being Marvin Harrison. It's not going to be Caleb Williams. Depending on how the capital and the landing spots work, maybe you get quarterback 3, maybe you get wide receiver 2 or 3. I definitely it is hard, but I still prefer Hurts in the pick for sure. Just because, I mean, frankly, I know last year was fun in like a super small sample with Anthony Richardson. Oh, great, he got the rushing touchdowns, cool. But he's not going to break fantasy football anymore, though, more so than other quarterbacks have already done so. More than Hurts has done so, and his passing profile, again, I'll reiterate, was absolute hot steaming garbage, one of the worst we've ever seen to get first round draft capital. So I'm assuming he still is not what we wanted to be. What he did, what his ceiling is essentially what we just saw Justin Fields do last year. So he's tossed in the garbage now. So I'll definitely go with Jalen Hurts.
Richardson in the 103, Travis. What'd you give that? There's not a lot of difference between the 3 and the 5. That's why I went there first.
I think that there is practically, though, because there's value you get in that. You get to choose.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, even if it is that your favorite two targets are Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., you get your pick of the rest of the assets on the board. Or if it is that it's two quarterbacks off the board, well, crap, I just get Marvin Harrison Jr. Okay.
Are you giving that for Hurts?
Oh, man. I just don't like
this. Might be the hardest question I've ever asked Travis in our
lives. I think so, because I don't like Richardson at all. So it's just like,
well, so here's I want to put a little perspective on Jalen Hurts. The Eagles offense was bad the second half of the season. He was QB4 in points per game after their bye week, still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even like, when they were struggling immensely.
Like, that's how good he is.
And that's why it's tough, because like I will never expect that to be the case with Richardson. I know that there's a lot of bullish confidence on him. That's fine, but it's probably not going to happen. So I think I still lean Hurts. But if I go to 102, I go with the other side. There we go.
Let's move on. I think we hopefully that provides a little context for anybody that might be in that scenario where your year did not work out and you're looking to try and turn your team around.
Yeah.
All right. Did you pick up find your Mahomes things? Did you close it? Are you done?
Yeah, it's done. We're moving on from quarterback. That's enough.
All right. Okay. So next is Travis at wide receiver. Who are we talking about?
Okay. So you got a tight end for us today. Is that right? Okay.
Do I?
Do you? Oh man, just another excuse for John to talk about Kyle Pitts for no reason at all, probably.
Yeah, we're talking about him every week until the draft.
Oh my.
Hopefully.
Just became my favorite show.
Yes, perfect. Okay, I'm going to be – we're talking about Calvin Ridley today. We kind of – I think the week that he was signed to the Titans, I may have been out or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, just straight up with the Dynasty Trade Calculator, he is pick – 2.03, 15th pick off the board this year. Right on the nose. 8.8 points, Calvin Ridley. 8.8 points, rookie pick, 2.03. So we're talking about the 15th pick off the board in rookie draft. So you're not going to get most likely like a lock first-round wide receiver there. You're probably not even going to get the running back 1. You're definitely not getting any of the top 4 quarterbacks. You might even miss out on QB5 in that spot, depending on how things break.
Or you get Travis is showing us which way he's leaning by the list he's reading out there. I mean, I'll throw my bias into the hat right away. The answer is Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, this is one like the answer might be different when if I have Calvin Ridley and there is a player that manages to fall to the 203 that I want,
This is a very on the clock kind of thing.
Yeah, like I might offer Calvin Ridley for some very specific wide receivers if they make it to 203.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to expect that because they're guys that I would take at the 112 or the 201. So, like, I'd rather have them than Calvin Ridley right now. Just give me Calvin Ridley and I can make that adjustment when the time comes if I need to.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was easier than I thought. I would definitely go with Calvin Ridley. I just think his perceived value has been a little odd in recent years just because of his whole situation with the sports betting thing and missing time. And but in this new situation, the Titans are going to feed him.
Yep.
And the Titans are not going to be the Titans that we've seen for the last two decades. This is going to be the most pass-heavy attack, the most heavy 11 personnel attack we've ever seen the Titans have in the history of their franchise. Brian Callahan and what he wants to do on offense, we're going to see. I mean, it's going to be silly because, like, we're going to see even, like, Treylon Burks is going to have a silly high snap count. Like, yes. We might see – like, yeah, I mean, like, we might actually see a semi-productive Treylon Burks as a slot – like a big slot wide receiver in the Tyler Boyd role.
If you do, the answer is yes. Take whatever pick you're offered.
Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, it's just like we forget, like, even last year, Hopkins, he won't be the same even this year, but he had over 1,000 yards last year. But he's probably going to be more like second fiddle this year based on what I'm hearing from the team here locally. And the buzz is, like, it's just Calvin Ridley's show. So given that, and it's going to be a higher volume pass attack, this to me is a no-brainer. And
the I think if people need answered.
Yeah. What's up?
Do we know what number Calvin Ridley's going to wear?
Oh, you know what? I think that was, I don't actually have that on top of, I am off the top of my head, but I think it was announced.
Very strongly against the zero thing. And I need him to not be zero because
would that change
your answer? My Falcons 18 signed jersey right over here, and there's going to be a Titans jersey right next to it, and I don't want it to have a zero on it. Or, you know, not just a zero. If you want to be 10 or 20, more power to him. I don't want to take that away, but
yeah.
I'm not a fan of the zero jersey.
It's fair. Well, I'm curious. We actually talked about one of these wide receivers I'm going to compare him to here last week.
Number's not listed. I looked it up. Just FYI. Go on. Yeah, sorry.
Not yet, but I think
the nightmare lives on.
I think it was mentioned, but anyway. So players I want to talk about him alongside just because of how they profile actually through the first like 4 years or so of their careers. Cause like what they do after that, in the last couple of years or for the other players. I mean, it's a little bit weird to compare to Ridley just because of how his career has gone.
Can't really have a
here's the list
straight to straight comparison for how Ridley's career has gone.
Yeah, it's just not it's weird to do. So Calvin Ridley, and then the veterans I want to talk through are Jerry Jeudy, Marquise Hollywood Brown, both of which are at least 3, if not 5 years younger than him. But intriguing just because, you know, Jeudy is in a fresh situation, Hollywood Brown in a fresh situation versus Calvin Ridley. And then beyond that, 3 rookies because I'm not sure where they're going to be going in drafts when they actually get capital. But right now today, Adonai Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, and Keon Coleman. So altogether, it's 6 wide receivers, 3 rookies, 3 veterans, including, of course, Calvin Ridley. And just to talk through some expected capital.
Wait, hold on. What was the last rookie again? Sorry.
Keon Coleman. Yeah. So AD Mitchell right now he's kind of risen into consensus end of the first round discussion for his most likely landing spots being, you know, like the Bills or the Ravens. Ladd McConkey's been talked about as, you know, being like the first pick of round two, even, you know, he's going somewhere in the 30s. Keon Coleman, since his combine has dropped a little bit, but still probably a top 50 pick for sure. Maybe as somebody that goes in the 30s in that range, but all guys that are slated to go in between picks 25 and like 45. That's consensus range for NFL draft outcomes for AD Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman. And one note just before you guys talk through this, if you look through the first 4 years of their careers, Calvin Ridley, Jerry Jeudy, and Marquise Hollywood Brown were all between 3,070 receiving yards and 3,053 receiving yards and 3,342. Like almost identical production through the first 4 years of their career. And things were a little bit disjointed after that for Ridley, obviously, but Judy just came out recently, and so he's coming off year four, but very, very similar production in terms of like the arc and future expectations for all three. So I'm just curious where you guys are with those three, as well as the rookies mixed in.
Which is crazy to think, because Jerry Judy seems like a huge disappointment based on everything. He's honestly at the bottom of my list, which makes me sad, because
he's six on mine too, even though I like him.
I really do. Like, I was a big Calvin Ridley fan from him being drafted. And then when it was Jerry Judy's turn, like, he seemed like Calvin Ridley plus to me, and that failed miserably. But I do have Calvin Ridley first. I know you did. I mean, AD Mitchell is number two, and you said that he has seemingly that late first rookie pick slot. And we were saying the 203, like John was saying, that's tierish. But give me the known in Calvin Ridley, and the player I like and I believe in, who is now, like you said, in what should be a good situation if only they had a more accurate quarterback. I have AD Mitchell second, because if anything, like, I think that's where his value lands. Whatever I think of the player right now, to me, doesn't really matter, because he is going to be definitely top two NFL round draft pick. He'll end up at the end of the first, as long as it's not terrible landing spot. I have Hollywood third, because again, I believe in the player, and he's catching the ball from Patrick Mahomes. Four, I put McConkey, just because I'm not buying into Keon Coleman, and I needed to put Jerry Judy last. So that just sort of dictated where I put Ladd McConkey and Keon Coleman as four and five.
So Mitchell is the exact receiver in that group that I was saying that if he manages to be the one that falls, I would offer Calvin Ridley to go up and get him. So okay. Mitchell's number one on my list, and I would be really happy to make that swap right now. Like, if somebody's on the clock and they want Calvin Ridley over whatever pick I can get, Mitchell four, I will give that. I don't care if it's the 112. I don't care if it's the 201. Like, doesn't matter. It in that little group, which is kind of like the end of the first, beginning of the second.
Yeah.
Which includes Keon Coleman and Ladd McConkey, Ladd McConkey's my four, Keon Coleman's my five, Miss Judy's my six. We have the same top three, Russ, but my order goes Mitchell, Marquise Brown, because, I mean, kind of like where he's at now, and Calvin Ridley. So I would give up Ridley or Brown to get Mitchell and be pretty happy with that return right now.
Yeah, most people, again, I am super biased on Ridley and his value, but I think most people would be thrilled to walk away with AD Mitchell to trade away Ridley or Hollywood.
Yeah.
Feels like a really good reset.
It does. Yeah. It legitimately does. But
yeah, I love Ridley. AD Mitchell killed the combine, and so I think there's been a hype train rolling for him. I mean, he was like 6'3", 205 or something, and, you know, was running like 4.4 subs in the 40 and leaping out the building, and there's a lot of hype surrounding AD Mitchell. So to me, he's one for me, and I would lean towards probably Ridley and then Hollywood Brown. And then after that, I would actually go Ladd McConkey, Jerry Judy, then Keon Coleman, just because I'm not bullish on Keon Coleman's, hit chances at the next level. So I actually think it might be good for Jerry Judy to finally get a fresh start and a new situation.
That's my issue.
Yeah. But I think I give him the nod in the five spot. But it is interesting, because it seems like we're pretty close in terms of how we would rank these players.
What's really funny is the real reason, like, I think Keon should be ahead of Judy is purely perspective of the fact that he hasn't hurt anyone yet, and Judy has hurt some people. So that would automatically, even if they were, you know, rationally tied, that would make Judy worth less, because
Judy's going to unhurt me in 2024, Russ.
Oh, I hope so. Plenty of shares, and I would love to see that turn around, but
speak that into existence.
I hope so.
I'm past the point of hoping for it, but I'm ready for it to happen if it does.
Okay.
All right, so my turn. We are not, in fact, talking about Kyle Pitts or a tight end in general. I am absolutely cheating a little bit, and I figure shenanigans. The NFL draft is exactly a month from today as we record. It's 3/26. I believe it starts 4/26. So I want to talk about the Superflex 101. And this one I wanted to specifically talk as the pick because, you know, like I joked about before with Marvin Harrison, where people are like too bored of calling him the easy wide receiver one, that people start like, well, Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, maybe Harrison's not what people start nitpicking because they get bored. And I also just, people do that with Caleb Williams. And also I have been talking to people lately who just don't have Caleb as their top ranked quarterback. So I don't want to use a name because I don't want anyone listening to be like, well, Caleb's not my one. So this whole conversation means nothing. I think we're at the point where 90% of people in Superflex leagues are at least taking a quarterback 101. You're going to find a league somewhere where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go 101.
That person also has the 102, and they're just being that person. J. Mike.
Trevor Lawrence at the 112. He ruins me. He did it on purpose. So I want to talk about the Superflex 101, and clearly we're not going to do player or pick with a pick. But in the calculator, the Superflex 101 is worth 48 points. And again, I had to stick with Superflex because we talked about Marvin Harrison Jr. specifically 2 weeks ago. And I'm not ready to be like, let's talk about the 1QB 101 instead of just Marvin Harrison Jr. He's the 101. So three position groups, because like I said, we're not talking about Kyle Pitts at all, because I don't think, is there a tight end you would give up the 101 for?
Not a chance.
No.
Even in Superflex tight end premium, Sam Laporta, who is the tight end one, is only worth 32 points as opposed to the 48 points.
Yeah, you'd have to give me like Laporta and Pitts, and then yeah. I would probably be like, let's go.
Yeah, let's talk about that then. And I'm going to skip over to the other position, which was the one position that did not have a player worth the 101. Is there a running back you would give up the 101 for? Now, the top three running backs are Bijan, Breece Hall, Jahmyr Gibbs. They were in the upper 30s. I forgot to pay attention to what it was, but I believe Bijan was in that 38 area.
Not a chance. So it is funny because like Bijan was like, even in Superflex, in many cases, was like 101 last year. That didn't happen everywhere, but he was in that mix. Yep. But no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, like honestly, like of these three players, like I feel like Jahmyr Gibbs probably has the best chance to come close to that, even though he is the third in the calculator. Like I feel like feelings on Gibbs are stronger than they are on Breece and Bijan. But still, the answer is absolutely no. So let's start with quarterback, since chances are we're talking about a quarterback. I'm only bringing three players for each of the positions. Justin Herbert or the 101? Now, this is trades I've either seen happen or people have said seen happen. So, like, this is not out of left field completely.
So, I like Herbert, and before they...
Yeah, this absolutely comes into play.
Before they got rid of Keenan Allen, I mean, I don't really care that they got rid of Mike Williams, but they did get rid of Mike Williams.
Hashtag team club is a big wide receiver.
There's no Austin Eckler, like...
Mm.
Pick five,
I don't know that I like Justin Herbert. I'm trying to think of who his offensive weapons are. So I think
I'm disrespect on Josh Palmer right now.
I was gonna say like that's like, the wide receiver too right now.
I think I'm just gonna go ahead and take Caleb Williams or take the 101. Sorry, the 101. At this point, because
Caleb Williams, yes.
the three of us, it's Caleb Williams. But.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think he's jumped him. Do the Chargers have the ability to go and get a bunch of rookies that are going to make me feel a lot better? No.
I mean, what if they took Malik Nabers in the first and A.D. Mitchell fell into the second and they got him at the 205?
Is that possible?
I mean, like that specific player, probably not. But like the wide receivers of available at the 205 aren't going to be bad.
And honestly, I'd imagine that they would just get one wide receiver. And so it's like Neighbors or Roma Dunze, and And then Quentin Johnston is the wide receiver two. Oh, gosh, and Josh Palmer is the wide receiver three.
That's the name I couldn't remember.
I didn't want to bring it up because it would make me sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and outside of that, like their fourth option is Darius Davis.
Don't make up names on the show. It makes you look bad.
It's Caleb Williams. This is easy.
Darius Davis was a fourth round pick because NFL teams are dumb. Yeah,
I struggled with this. Like, things have been slowly going downhill for Justin Herbert's value as a quarterback. I think the answer should be Justin Herbert, but the Harbaugh loving to run the ball news and all of that stuff hurt Justin Herbert a little bit in the first place. Losing Keenan, I mean, losing Mike Williams is a bit of a deal. It's not the biggest deal because he's always hurt, but like he makes a difference.
It is, it is something. He's better than Quentin.
Exactly. Like he has an impact on the field, and but like it's really, really hard to value Justin Herbert over them. Like, again, if you believe in Justin Herbert, this might be a great window for you to go get him.
I mean, look at where the weapons that Caleb Williams is most likely going to be throwing to.
DJ Moore,
you know, Justin Herbert, like
DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
Yes,
and there's a chance if they, depending on how things fall at nine, that he gets Roma Dunze at like, nine too.
Like, I mean, that's
Brock Bowers at nine. Like they're probably going to go defense there, but there's a non-zero chance he is like immediately one of the most.
Right. So what's the next one, Russ? Because this is a smash for Caleb Williams at this point.
Easy for Caleb Williams at this point for me.
All right. Well,
it is weird. It does feel weird.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson.
Oh, even easier. You're going the wrong direction. I thought you were starting at the bottom and going up.
Oh, I don't think there's anywhere up from Justin Herbert to have a conversation because I think it's.
I think Burrow is a conversation actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not for me. I would Burrow, but I bet you there's some people out there where I can see it as a conversation.
The two names I have on my list are Anthony Richardson and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, I figured everyone would be the easy 101, but A, I love him, and B, I've seen it twice.
Interesting.
Trevor Lawrence for the 101. And while I love Trevor Lawrence, man, you better give me something on top of him to get give away the 101. But the like Anthony Richardson for the 101 is a very common discussion in a lot of chats I'm in.
That's so easy, like, Caleb Williams for me.
That is insanity. I'm sorry.
And yes. I want to be able to bring that up for the people listening, even though I knew where these answers were going, because if they're conversations we're seeing, it's conversations they're seeing most likely also.
Yeah.
And maybe it's something they could take advantage of if it's something they're not seeing.
Where are you at, Travis? Stroud versus Caleb Williams.
They're almost equals to me, but I given what we've seen from Stroud already, I still lean Stroud.
Yeah, if they're equals, then you have to take what you've seen in the league already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I have Stroud above Burrow at this point. So that's why
Stroud and Burrow are even to me because they're both insanely talented quarterbacks that won't run the ball a lot.
Give me the guy that's 5 years younger.
Yeah.
Like,
26, yeah. 27.
And he's not old. I'm not saying he's old.
And hasn't had the crazy injury issues already.
Yeah.
I'll go with Stroud over Burrow.
That CJ Stroud is still 27.
And I guess Burrow is closer for me than I thought. But I guess it's because like Stroud and Burrow are exactly how you summed it up. They're great quarterbacks. They're not going to run a lot. Caleb Williams is probably right there at QB7 because we're talking about like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, top four, and then CJ Stroud and Joe Burrow right there at 5-6, and then Caleb Williams at 7. I am curious though, like Kyler Murray plus, because he's not that far removed from the conversation of being like this top three or four option.
That's who I didn't was know if you were going to go Mahomes. That. That's who my Mahomes plus was Kyler Murray.
Was it? Okay.
I have obtained a bunch of Kyler Murray shares this non-point scoring season. Like, he had his worst points per game finish as QB10 this past season, coming off of a major injury. And he's being ranked like that's what he is.
I think, to me, he's right there with this group. Like, I'm with you with the next tier that I would kind of put together for me would be Stroud and Burrow and Williams and Murray. Very, 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 very close.
And just to put it out there, Justin Herbert was the only player of those three who was worth more in the calculator than the 101 was. And it was by like 1.8 points. It was They're pretty much neck and neck. So wide receivers gets a little bit more interesting. I have three. I have Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, we picked Amon-Ra St. Brown over Marvin Harrison. So that's why I was very curious to see where this would go here, because technically, if we have Harrison around that 102 area, the only where to go up from there is the 101. So you don't have to put them in order or anything, but okay, so the 101 or Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is easy for me. CeeDee Lamb is pretty easy for me. Keeping, it's not as easy. Ja'Marr Chase is really easy. CeeDee Lamb, pretty easy. Amon-Ra St. Brown and a smidge of CeeDee Lamb becomes, what is my quarterback situation? to the point where, like, if I already have two quarterbacks I feel really good about, I'm just going to keep the wide receiver. If I have a quarterback and I don't have another quarterback, I would rather have the quarterback. So there's a chance I would give CeeDee Lamb in that scenario. I would not give Ja'Marr Chase. I would most likely give Amon-Ra St. Brown in just about every scenario, honestly.
Yeah, I think I would prefer Chase and Lamb over the 101, but I think just slight nod to the 101 over Amon-Ra maybe.
So I'll give you the calculator's thoughts first. Chase and Lamb were both above the 101. Amon-Ra just underneath. I think it was Ja'Marr Chase was in the 50s. CeeDee Lamb was like less than a point away from the 101. And Amon-Ra St. Brown was like a point and a half under. He was like 46 and change. So these were all very, very close to the actual pick itself. But Chase and Lamb being actually above and Amon-Ra below. I think Chase is above the 101, like, worth more, like, even still, like, even with whatever the hell happened last season with all of the injuries and nagging stuff and Jake Browning, he still should be worth more than the 101. I absolutely do believe that. And CeeDee Lamb, I think, proved that he belongs up there with Chase. So it would be weird to say, you know, Lamb and not Chase. So I think I'm with both of you. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think I struggle a little bit more. Like, you two seem to be pretty easy, like, just give me the quarterback. Man, I think Amon-Ra has shown that he belongs up there in that tier with CeeDee Lamb. And in case you still have Jefferson, even if you still have Jefferson up there after whatever his quarterback's going to be, I think that, you know, we're at a point where Amon-Ra belongs up there. Yeah. That being said, I still think you take the 101 because I think the 101 is worth more. And if anything, easier to move if you wanted to keep making moves after it. But it's another one of those things where I don't know what I would do, but I wouldn't bat an eye if I saw someone else do it in either direction.
Hey, before we get out of here, I might as well ask it because I pulled it back up. It's Patrick Mahomes or Kyler Murray in the 104.
Kyler Murray in the 104.
Oh, my gosh.
You did that with ease compared to the CJ Stroud one. Do you have Kyler Murray above CJ Stroud? I'm curious.
No, because I know I don't have to, but I think – I wouldn't be super surprised if Kyler Murray way outscored CJ Stroud next year after.
Oh, man, I'm just not moving off Patrick Mahomes for just basically anything. So
yeah, you don't have to. That's really,
I'm not doing it.
You can be so selective when trading away Mahomes or Allen.
I will not be doing that.
This is why I didn't feel all that compelled to do it, because it's still Mahomes for me. Russ was so quick to ditch Mahomes.
Russ hates Mahomes. It being a top four pick really just kind of did it for me.
Yeah.
Like if you could tell me right now it was Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, then I would probably say yes, I'm in.
Oh, so fast. Yeah.
I just think it's gonna be a quarterback with a much lower implied hit rate than
It's gonna be Drake May, it's gonna be Jaden Daniels, it's gonna be JJ McCarthy. And I'll just stick with Patrick Mahomes.
Or trade that pick for an equally good wide receiver. All right. Well, on that note, we are closing down the floor of Dynasty Wall Street. Russ Fisher, Dynasty Outhouse, John Bosch at John Bosch FF, Travis May at FF_Travis M. Ring the bell.